Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jen, and you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience your soul path, and let us turn your obstacles into opulence. So in the first segment, I am missing my partner in crime, Sean, but he is going to join us. Later on, he's just a little bit tied up at the moment, but he will be calling in at the 4:15, 4:18 mark. So it's not so you'll just have me for the first 15. And of course, our wonderful guests who are returning, Paul and Deb Reese, who are the founders of Accolade Academy of Psychic and Mediumistic Studies, and also the authors of the newly released book, We Are All Born Mediums. Paul and Deb are both professional teachers and mediums and have spent many years traveling the world and revamping how people approach mediumship. So, Deb and Paul, welcome back to the show.
Hello. Yes, thanks for having us.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Absolutely. I did want to mention something really quick before we get started. I meant to do this at the beginning, but I wanted to really put a lot of prayers out there for the people in Boston. There was a bombing. I don't know if you guys heard this yesterday at the Boston Marathon. And so this is just an opportunity. I always look at these as opportunities for us to really kind of wake up and pay attention and realize that life is short. And so we should really all kind of, do the things we want to do and really put ourselves out there, be the people that we want to be. And just really, I really wanted to put prayers and thoughts and prayers out to those people yesterday, because for something that's, supposed to be fun and athletic and there's kids and families, it was such a, and how life kind of changes in an instant when you least expect it.
Yeah.
So terrible. I just wanted to kind of put that out there. So let's get started. I'm going to ask you, we'll start with Paul.
Okay.
All right. Paul, why is mediumship so important?
Wow, great question. Mediumship is important for a thousand reasons, but I would say that one of the greatest reasons is it really does help you with your own confidence and self-worth as an individual. Because it's one of those, let's call it a discipline, a self-discipline, that really does ask a lot of your own trust and your own self-judgment of yourself in a positive way. So, so we can say, yes, mediumship is wonderful for helping other people, reminding those others that your loved ones are still there with you and that they always live on as such. But it's also hugely important for your own self-worth and your own belief. As an individual, as a being, very much. But, it's wonderful to be able to relay, evidence, a message to an individual and just remind them that their son or their daughter, their mom, dad, uncle, auntie, these lost loved ones are very much still there with them. So, it is hugely important. It brings so much peace to an individual.
Yeah, I love that. I had a dream I guess it was a few weeks ago. And the dream, in the dream, it was grief counseling. I lost my dad when I was young, when I was 18 years old, mm-hmm. which was about 20 years ago. But in this dream, I was actually the counselor or the medium, and I was holding grief groups, but I was also incorporating spirit into those grief groups. And I don't know if they actually do that now, but that was what my dream was about. And I thought, how amazing, because then people feel more empowered that way. You know, they're actually being able to heal even though their loved one or friend isn't in the physical.
Yeah, I think that a lot of that goes on, Jen, to be honest. I think it really does, probably on a level that most people don't know about as well. But what I've been finding lately, well, I would say the last 6 months in my readings, there's been a lot of that counseling and that grief counseling aspect to my readings from them in spirit to the people that, to my clients. So that's kind of, it's getting more and more actually as I go along.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you, Deb, feel like mediumship is so important?
I think one of the things that stand out for me is that whilst you're giving evidence of somebody that's lived on to the person living here, it can't help but show that person, your client, their own immortality.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens with that is once, you know, people get that proof from spirit, because that's what we're doing it for. We're doing it to give messages to them, but mainly my job, I feel, is to give proof of survival. And so if you're proving that we all live on, then this life doesn't become such a burden, not just a burden, but it doesn't become so heavy. You know, it's like, okay, we've got forever, so this one little life you don't have to be so worried about, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. I love that. Why do you think, I'll ask this back to you, Debs, again. What do you think the biggest misconception is about mediums?
The biggest, yeah, don't get me on it, really. The biggest misconception is that, there's loads, but is that we're fake.
Yes, that we're all, or that we're all a bunch of whack jobs.
Yeah, but what really, really gets to me is that, you know, if people assume that I'm doing the job and I'm faking it, then I've got to be some kind of monster, you know, to be preying on these people's emotions, you know, through grief just because I want, you know, $50 off them. You know, you've got to be some kind of criminal to do that, right?
Right, absolutely.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Also, you know, there's a misconception that mediumship is one thing. Like they talk to you. They say, hello, I'm a dad. This is my name. This is, you know, and it's actually a science, but it's not an exact science. And I don't think people realize that. I don't think they realize that, you know, they think if you've got, because people have been saying for centuries it's a gift, you see. So if you've got a gift of these people being talking to you, then you shouldn't get anything wrong. And you shouldn't, you know, should be 100% accurate, which is not all the time how it is, because it goes on a different level. It's more of an inner thing. It's thoughts and feelings, you see. So for me, that's a big misconception. They just think you should know everything, and they don't realize there's a science that's not exact behind it.
Can I come in on this? Do I have?
Yes, Paul. Go ahead. Yeah, you have time.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Because I would say that. 90% of the misconceptions that are forwarded to mediums, let's say, are generally because of the medium. And I mean, this is a huge statement, but it's so true. We are 90% of our industry is our worst own enemy, and where we actually create the misconceptions by the mediums relaying mediumship in such a way that is so exaggerated and not true that it's just hard for the individual, the client, the audience to get an understanding of the mechanics of it. I mean, you know, let's be truthful here. There are individuals working within within our movement, let's say, or within spiritualism, within the industry of mediumship, call it whichever we wish, that are highly exaggerating their own happenings, they're working, how they're working, how they're receiving mediumship. And then it creates a misconception.
True.
Because we're not being real about it. We're not being real as to how it is working for us. You know, when mediums are claiming, and I only talk about evidential mediums here, and I'm talking about, you know, trance mediums or healers, just evidential mediums. And when they are giving evidence to an audience or to an individual and are claiming to be seeing and hearing in such a way that it's not actually, it doesn't actually receive, work that way for them, they're exaggerating how they're getting it, then it creates misconceptions.
Right.
If that makes sense. I mean, I know it's a, you know, it's a broad statement to make, but we've seen so much of it.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was saying, you know, because mediumship is an inner process.
Yes.
And a lot of times the mediums portray the fact that it's an outer, like they're having objective mediumship. Objective mediumship is when it happens outside of themselves. So they see the person standing there, they hear the person in a voice, you know, not a thought. That's objective mediumship. It can happen, but it's very rare, and it doesn't generally happen when a medium is working because it takes too much energy.
Right.
They're giving evidence in that way to an audience or to a client in a one-to-one reading, yeah.
Right. I think that's a really good point, because I think people want to understand the mechanics and how it works, and some people that are in the industry don't want you to know how it works. It keeps you at a level of I'm here and you're here. On that note, we do need to take a quick break. I'm going to ask you when we come back, why is it so important to help change this perception when we come back? But you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Paul and Deb. Stay tuned.
Anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the moving banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, we're back on the Sean and Jen Show. This is Sean. I'm here a little bit late, but I am here bringing you back into the second segment. Here today with us are our guests from the UK, Paul and Deb Reese. Deb, for our listeners, can you please go ahead and share contact information on how the audience can learn more about your book, your events, and your upcoming tour and things like that, and your website?
Okay. So you can reach us and have a look at what we do on www.accoladeacademy.com. Our book is on Amazon. On the spot. Our book is on Amazon. You can always email us if you've got any questions about what we do, and that is info@accoladeacademy.com.
Or you can reach, we have a manager that's in the States there with you guys. She has a cell phone, which is 512-433-9148, and that's Cheryl Ryan. And she is dealing a lot now with the organizing of the events and so. So you can get hold of Cheryl also. You can do that.
Perfect.
Okay.
So in our previous segment, we were discussing some of the biggest misconceptions about mediums. And I wanted to go into the next question. Paul, I'll pick you. Is it important? Why is it so important for you to help change these perceptions with your work?
Wow, how much time do we have?
Just a couple minutes, Paul. No.
let's just touch back on the original question before the break, which is the misconceptions. Okay, why it's important is, one, there are individuals that, let's say, go to working mediums and leave the consultation or leave that appointment in such an emotional state or emotional mess because of the advice, or I say the ill advice that they've been given by mediums and so on. And what's important is here is that, and I'm not, I don't want people to think that I am anti-medium because I'm a medium myself. Only that, the experience that we've had over the last, and it's only been 10 years there, guys, is that, there are very few genuine, heartfelt mediums out there, and that's the truth. We have a trend now where it's become the psychic counseling is overlapping the need for the want for mediumship, let's say, and people, mediums are coming out of the woodwork.
In the UK,
absolutely, and well, I see it. We see it everywhere, not just in the UK, but we do see it everywhere. And what's happening is, let me just get my train of thought. What's happening with these mediums is that they have no morals. I have to be careful with my words there, guys. Okay, because I don't wish this. Trouble either. I really don't. What's important?
I have another question. Let's go off and onto another subject, and then we can come back. We have time. I'll ask Deb with this question. Sorry, Sean, if I cut you off. How is it working together as husband and wife?
Oh yeah, please share your thoughts on that one.
It's really good. A lot of people ask us that because we're 24/7 together. It's not, we eat, sleep, work and everything together, so it's and we do better than a lot of people. I feel we do a lot better than a lot of people. And it's nice. My sisters are saying, it's really great, Deb, that you can go around the world with your husband whilst you're working. It's very rare. And we've lasted this long together doing it. And yeah, there's ups and downs. Of course there is. You know, we don't agree on things, and then, we do it on other things, and we just, you have to work it out. And what I find is most important is that the smaller things end up not counting. You know, so yeah, it's like, and then, you know, it's a work in progress, but once you get to that point where the little things, like don't sweat the small stuff, you know, once you get to that, then it starts to become plain sailing after that. And it's really, it's really wonderful to be able to work with your husband every day and get along.
Nice.
What is it that keeps you both passionate about your work while you're working together as husband and wife?
Sorry, say that again. What makes us more passionate?
What is it that what keeps you both passionate about your work when you're working together as a couple?
I enjoy Deb's humor.
Yeah.
I enjoy that being able to have that fun together where we can, you know, we can be laid back and just poke fun at each other like we do. We are no different in work to what we are in the home.
Yeah, like when we're doing demonstrations, you know, he can just tell me off like he does in the house and vice versa, you know, and I think people like that. They like to see that because it's normality. You know, it's like, yeah, husband and wife having a bit of banter. And I think it just adds to what we do for us as well as for the audience, you know?
I just enjoy it together.
Yeah.
And I think it's nice. I you know, Sean and I do a lot of things together. And I like the fact that you guys are very real. And I think people appreciate that. And so, you know, it's like if, you know, there's no, oh, this is how we are at home and this is how we are at public. I mean, this is who we are all the time.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much what you see is what you get.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's hard to be false when you work in mediums, anyway, because, you know, you're working with emotions. If you're not true to your own emotions, then how can you deliver an emotion to a client? You know,
right.
you have to be true and you can't be false with it. You really can't. I mean,
so,
you, go on, sorry.
Okay. Go ahead, Paul. Sorry.
Well, I think that if we do have a fight before we go and work, you would probably notice that. <We'd> probably
right?
That.
Yeah, we're not very good at hiding anything. But, you know, in the early days, with nerves, because I would get really nervous. And, you know, it was a nightmare driving to places where we were going to demonstrate because I was so nervous that Paul couldn't even breathe properly, you know, and I'd be on him. So we had a few rows, but we go rowing from the car straight into the establishment, straight on the stage, start demonstrating like nothing had happened, you know.
Right.
You have to.
Yeah.
That's what you mean by you get.
Oh, that's love right there.
Yeah. You get to this certain place where, you know, you don't sweat it anymore. You just get on with it, you know, and that's, you know, we're probably just making up with each other whilst we're demonstrating.
Yeah.
What have you both learned over the years that surprised you the most about this work?
I had a little thought then. Don't be negative.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised how underground the whole work is. And what I mean by that is we are still the silent appointment. We are still the appointment. When people make an appointment, we are still where people don't talk about it. It's still like it's still such a
secret.
Right.
When
people say, "Oh, people just don't," you know, advertise that they're going to see a medium. They just don't do that as much as they will to, "I'm going to buy a car next week." You know.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of work in Europe, in Austria, Vienna, and there it's considered such an immoral thing to do to go and see a medium. But yet, you know, we go there and people will travel maybe 7 or 8 hours to come to an appointment, but nobody in the family will know about it. I mean, that's what surprises me more than anything.
But I think we can say that ties in with one of your first questions was the misconceptions.
Yeah.
you know, it ties in with that in my feeling, you know. But also I was surprised to find that, you know, we're here in the small UK. We have 400 spiritualist churches on this little island. You know, still 98% of the population don't know what we do.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a lot of work ahead of you.
Yeah. And I think that on that, my other surprise was genuinely how easy it is to use your mediumship.
Mm. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
I mean, it was a shock to me how easy it is for any individual to give wholehearted, fantastic evidence. And that thought has been with me for 10 years, and we've seen it so many times with students and with individuals that have done nothing. You will be surprised, or the people out there will be so surprised how easy the process of using your mediumship is.
And I think it's my personal opinion is that it's so natural for all of us. Mm-hmm. And yet, and I also feel like spirit wants to work with us so much as well.
Yes. I mean, the reason why we complicate it is because it's so easy.
Right. It can't be that easy, Paul.
Yeah. I mean,
but you know, here's what we're going to do, because we got to take another break. So I'm going to take us out. This is Shauna Jen. You listen to the Shauna Jen Show. When we come back, we'll finish our discussion with Deb and Paul Reese. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on the Sean and Jen Show with myself, Jen, and Sean, and our guests, Deb and Paul Reese. Paul, for our listeners, go ahead and share your contact information and how the audience can learn more about your work.
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.accoladeacademy.com. If they go onto the website there, they can there's an event section where they can pick up all the information about the up-and-coming tour in the West Coast, which we leave for next week. And also, on the website there, they can go to Cheryl Ryan's page. She's our manager in the U.S. All her contact information is there also. So there's various ways of getting hold of us, but the best way is to go through Cheryl there because she's a local girl.
Perfect.
All right, cool. Thanks for sharing that. Let's talk about your upcoming tour here in the U.S. What are the dates you're going to be here, and where you're going to hit first, and where you're going to be, and what you're going to do, and your classes, and why don't you share that stuff for us?
Okay, we touch down in Denver on the 24th of April there, where we're getting ready for start the week doing one-to-one readings there. We also have plenty of galleries and audience demonstrations going on whilst in Denver. We have book signing events also, which we are really excited about because we're hoping to do charity fundraising also with our book signing events. As well as we have workshops. There's going to be introduction workshops, so for those who have no experience, nothing whatsoever, we'll have some courses to accommodate those, as well as those who have some experience and are already working professionally, workshops there, and courses to accommodate those guys also.
Sean?
Yeah.
We're getting a real big echo coming from you, and we can't hear Paul. So are you in the same spot you were in?
Yeah, I haven't done anything. I'm not moving to nothing.
Okay, let's try again. Sorry, Paul, because it's a really, really big echo.
Yeah, we could do it from this end also. After we leave Denver then on the 30th to arrive in Austin, Texas. Again, we have a full week there, one-to-one readings, workshops, plenty of book signing events. All the dates and times and prices and events, go onto our website, they'll find it there. But also, we go then on to Houston, onto Texas. Again, Houston, that's from the May the 8th to the 13th. Same there, we have plenty of demonstrations.
Hold on, Paul. I'm sorry. Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, we may have to have you disconnect because it's coming from your end.
Okay, I'll disconnect.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, am I good to go?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So again, in Houston, Texas, we have, like I say, the workshops there, plenty of demonstrations, book signing events, and one-to-one readings for which to come along, and then the last leg of our tour will be in Los Angeles, and that's from May the 14th to the 21st, and again, same thing there, plenty of demonstrations, plenty of reading appointments, and book signing events, and galleries, and audience demonstrations, so, you know, to get the details, go onto our website there, accoladeacademy.com, and click on the American flag, and it'll take you straight to all the info.
Awesome. And I'm sure, like, still there might be spaces left for all those things we're doing. Would there be spaces?
The events, there are some. I mean, everything is limited, as you know, there, Jennifer, because we don't like doing big classes.
No.
We like to keep them, to maybe 20, 25 people in the class because it keeps the quality of of experience then in the class to its maximum. So,
and it makes it more hands-on. You know, I took your workshop, I guess it was last March?
Yeah.
Okay. And for somebody who, you know, does this professionally, mm-hmm. coming in and really kind of being a deer in headlights, just because, you know, it was great. I mean, it was the best mediumship class I probably have ever taken. So I loved it. And I think people, even if you're a novice, it doesn't matter. Novice, advanced, it doesn't matter. And I understand you guys split it up this time.
We try to work people to their, you know, to their level of what they've done. But also, you know, novice, I don't know if there's such a word.
Okay, yeah.
No, I just mean because people have been doing this their whole life. They just don't really know they've been doing it.
Yeah, it was interesting when I started learning the mechanics of it, I guess. I thought, wow, you know, this is so natural. This reminds me of being a child.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it felt really, 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 really comfortable to me. That leads me to another question that I want to ask. Do you think this will ever, you know, be taught in our school system? Or at least like in the college or university level?
Yeah, you know, I think it will, because yeah. I mean, you look at now in South Carolina, you have Lee.
Yeah.
Lee Irwin, and he's a chap that we've met now a few. He was running whilst out there. Fantastic guy, and he is teaching similar courses.
Spiritual.
Well, what is the name of the college that I don't remember?
It's Charleston University.
And so it is there, but I do feel that. That schools, colleges will start adopting some kind of intuitional, intuitional education.
Yeah, where, I don't know that they'll call it mediumship to start with.
No,
I think I think it'll come in a back door, like you know, the intuition and things like that.
Okay.
That's how it'll get it in there.
Absolutely. I truly think it will go that way.
And then it'll be a natural progression, you know, as we get lighter and more awake, you know, then it will end up being, you know, on the curriculum, hopefully.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great there, Jennifer, you know, if it became just everyday thought that you know, you could use your intuition, people felt that it was okay to give thought to be able to say to somebody, well, do you know, I felt I was talking to my grandmother today in spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, if that became every day. I suppose one of the saddest thing about this industry is that at the moment it's advertised as the few rather than all being able to do this.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Right.
That's where the misconception comes
that's
in.
That's the bit, yeah, I agree. You know, it's interesting because at least in my core family, so my mom and Sean's folks, when we talk, you know, like when my mom and I talk, I'll say, oh, my grandmother, I called her Mamo. She's been, she made her transition, I don't know, 6 years ago or so. But I'll say, oh, Mom, Mamo was here today, and I was going through this with the kids. And this is a normal conversation between me and my mother.
Isn't that lovely?
I love it. And I wish, you know, and then I, you know, you get out in the world and you realize if you said something like that, people may look at you a little strange. But I kind of at the point where, you know, I don't really hide anything about myself. So I have people in my life that typically, you know, accept it on some level or whatever. But
yeah.
I wish we could all have conversations like that because I have little tiny kids. My 5-year-old's going to be going to kindergarten. And I think, gosh, wouldn't it be cool if they taught that, like, in kindergarten about intuition and keeping it open and all those things?
It would be great if they swapped that for history, really.
Yeah.
Let's see all the mistakes we've made. Let's go over them again and again.
Okay, one quick question. We have a couple minutes before we have to take our break. What do you think best describes, and you can answer this individual if you want to, what best describes your teaching style and how do you think it's different than other teachers out there?
Me first or you?
You can.
For me, what I think what best describes my teaching style is just simplicity and an absolute belief that you can do this. No, Jennifer, there was no big story to my introduction to mediumship. I did it because at that point I needed a job, and I just thought myself, if that individual can give a message, what's different about me? And that's what I've carried into my teaching. There was no big story. I didn't sit and develop for 10 years. It was 3 weeks from leaving one job to going into another, working full-time as a medium. And, you know, so that's my style. My style is what creates your mediumship is your intent to want to use it. There's no frills with my style of teaching. And am I teaching? I don't know. I think I'm just passing on an experience of the last 10 years.
And waking people up to their own experience.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of teaching, though, don't you think?
Yeah. So what's yours then?
Well, I think, firstly, what's good about me and Paul is that, you know, we don't need to be the best. We want to, you know, pass on experience to make other people better than ourselves. Because we look at the bigger picture of it. You know, it's not about, it is about the individual that you're teaching, of course, but it's what they're going to go out into the world and do after they've got this. Because we need to spread this as much as we can. So we have the idea that we need more mediums. We want more mediums. We want people to go out there and be 10 times better than us, because it's not about us. It's about the process, and it's about, like we were talking earlier, it's about the fact that maybe things like what happened in Boston this week wouldn't happen if we knew that there's definitely an afterlife and we're all going to get there.
Right. You know?
It's the bigger picture. And my style of teaching, I think, is more, I do on the emotional side of things, because I feel that you need to be, in touch with your own spirituality as well as mediumship. You know, it becomes in a double package. It's not just mediumship without your own spirituality. You need to get to know yourself so much, and your past and how your past relates to you today. And it's a very healing experience as well.
Yes, I agree with you. That must be the woman thing, maybe, huh, Deb? All right, before we take a break, I'd like to give Sean and I's contact information to our listeners. You can reach us at www.soulpathinsights.com. You're listening to The Sean and Jen Show. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching. coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to the Sean and Jen Show. This is Sean, and if you want to reach Jen or myself, you can catch us at www.soulpathinsights.com, or you can check us out on our Facebook page, or you can check me out on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, too, or Twitter, or, yeah, I'm all over the place. So let's talk about some upcoming stuff we have real quick before we get back to our awesome guests.
All right, we'd just like to remind you all that Sean and Jen are available for coaching sessions, speaking events, and workshops. And also keep in mind December 11th Productions for all your multimedia audio, film, and video needs, which is www.1211productions.com, which is Sean's production company. So if you're so inclined, check it out. And Sean, you want to do tip of the week?
Can you do it real quick?
Oh, yeah, sure. So tip of the week is your past does not determine your future.
Wow. Can you say that one more time for the people up top?
Your past does not determine your future.
That's right. Whatever you were, whatever mistakes you made does not define your future. We learn from it. We let it go and we move on. Right?
Right.
It's like a long pause. It's like, I guess.
I was thinking about my next question. I'm sorry. I always listen to every word you say, and that was the first time I had not listened to you. All right, just to recap the show real quick, if you're just joining us, we've been talking to Paul and Deb Reese, who run the Accolade Academy. Also have a book called We Are All Born Mediums, which you can buy, I'm assuming, on Amazon.
Yeah, you can also get it from our website, and okay. Plus we do have a stock in the U.S. now with Share the Manager, saves on postage.
And, yeah, it's a book. I highly recommend it.
Yeah,
great
book.
Read.
They will also be here in the United States over the next month, you said?
Yeah, we arrive.
They fly in.
Yeah, we arrive on the 24th of this month, and we are in the States for a whole month.
In the month, okay. Offering workshops, demonstration, and one-to-one readings. You know, check out their website. If you have a chance to go, I personally recommend it. I've been through it myself. If you have a chance to go, go, because it's a, you know, I think they come once a year, so you won't regret it. Sean, you want to ask a question?
Yes. What can somebody who's attending your classes look to get out of it?
Wow. Well, what they'll get out of it, first and foremost, is the knowing that they can link with those loved ones in spirit. They'll get a complete understanding that this has always been there with them.
Yeah, like it's a natural ability. We always say it's not a gift, it's an ability. You know, and what we're doing is we're just waking you up to the fact that you've always had this, and they'll go away knowing that they can do it, like Paul says.
They'll grow confidence, they'll grow self-worth, they'll grow a greater belief in their own abilities, and they will be totally, totally surprised in what they're able to do. They really will. Mediumship is not for the few, it's for everybody.
And also, also I'd like to say that we don't run talk shops, right? We run workshops. There's a difference.
I like that, yeah. You're not going to listen to Paul and Deb talk for 8-9 hours 2 days in a row.
They're going to make you work.
Yeah. Jen, you were very hands-on in those workshops, right?
Our workshops are built to be practical. There's always an introduction which sets the foundations for generally the two days ahead. And then it is work, work, and work, and work. Because what makes your mediumship is practice. Just practice, practice, and practice. Nothing less. I mean,
right.
They're confused. I mean, mediumship has been taught passively for so long, and it's such the wrong way to teach.
If you think you're gonna read a book and never practice and get better, it just doesn't happen.
I can attest to that.
You've got to get out of your comfort zone to do it, and that's the whole point. I mean, I don't know if I said it to you guys before, but my belief is that, you know, the mechanics of mediumship is 10% mechanics, 45% belief, and 45% confidence. And the only way to grow it is to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you learn in the field. You learn by your mistakes, just like any other job, anything else you do in life. Mediumship's exactly the same.
Yeah, it's like going for your driving test. You know, after you pass your test, that's when you really start learning to drive.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You know, you only get that experience by having the experience.
In the workshop, they will get, in the 2 days with us, 6-7 months worth of experience. That's what they'll get. They will do one-to-one meetings. They will demonstrate to people in the class. They will give first-class evidence. They really will.
Wonderful. So we have just about 1 minute or so. Any final thoughts you'd like to share with us as we wrap up our discussion today?
Ulrich?
Yeah, always believe in yourself. Don't judge yourself by your last reading.
That's the truth.
Oh, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, if you're working as a medium and nobody is giving you praise, then you are doing well.
I have a lot of people that come to me for different things, and they say, you know, Jennifer, I was on the road and I was going to do this, and then I had a reading and I got everything wrong, and I thought. And I said, well, you keep going. That makes the difference. You just keep going. Yeah. You just chalk it up as an experience, and you keep moving. You keep plugging forward. You keep learning. And that's all you can do.
Yeah. Can I say that, like, even today, there are times when I can't read somebody. They sit in front of me. I do everything I normally do. It's all okay. They're lovely people. There's no need for it. There's no reason for it.
Right.
I just cannot read that person. You know, and thank God it's few and far between.
Right.
You know, it's still there, and that's okay. I don't beat myself up about that. It's all right.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, you want to take us out?
Well, to all of our listeners, to our guests, this is our final show, and we want to thank every single one of you for joining us and taking an hour out of your week to share with us and listen and get some knowledge, and I hope somebody somewhere was able to get something from it. So if we just reach one person, it's all worth it. And we're so proud to have had this opportunity. Thank you to Dr. Pat, Transformation Talk Radio Network. We're going to take a break after this show and enjoy some family time and plot our next move. Jen, you are a wonderful co-host, and I love you, baby, and I can't wait to do more business with you.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for being our guest. And wanted to say thank you for coming on our show, realizing it is almost midnight in the UK. So you did a wonderful job. Thank you. And good luck to you guys.
Thank you. Hopefully see you soon.
Hopefully we'll see you next week, Sean, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we'll sneak away.
Let's see.
All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful day and week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life.
This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio.com. Transforming the world.